Welcome to the Padre Island Podcast. A little bit late in getting this posted this week, but we're here anyway, doing our best, and it's ready for the 12th Sunday of Ordinary Time, June the 21st, 2026. If it sounds like I'm in an echo chamber, it's just I'm in a little different room today, but why not? We got internet access, so here we go. Again, June 21st, 2026. 12th Sunday of Ordinary Time, Matthew chapter 10, verses 26 to 33. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. If you've been to Mass already, then this is familiar. A little bit of review, a little reinforcement of this passage. Remember that in that range of Matthew chapters 9 and 10 is his calling of the disciples, or 12 apostles rather. We heard the names of them in the gospel last Sunday. And so he's preaching to them. He's giving them some direction. And it's going to continue after this, but this is what we get for now to think about. And one of the topics is fear. Who are we to be afraid of, and who are we not to be afraid of? Also, the part about proclaiming on the housetops and what's revealed versus what's not revealed. So that's another topic for reflection. I'm not really sure what to say about that one, but that's there for someone to try to unpack that. And then when it comes to our dignity, that we are worth more than many sparrows, and that God the Father knows us, even so much so he knows how many hairs are on our head. You ever try to count the hairs on your head? Yeah, it's harder than counting the stars. Let's see. Everyone who acknowledges me before others. Okay, so I bet this was one where St. Peter cringes after he denied Jesus three times, recognizing, oh yeah, he warned us against that, and I just did that. The opposite of denying Jesus would be acknowledging him, believing in him, staking our life in him. How does that play out in marriage? Well, it's the difference between someone who orders their life around Christian values and graces and sacraments versus someone who just has no use for that. And maybe their only focus is on trying to put out the next fire or making the most money or popularity or trying to be better than somebody else or whatever kind of goal that might be meaningful. But what if our goal always had to do with what God wants and what's important in the big picture? Not just for right now, but for the well-being of our souls. And what if we had that approach, not just to our job, but also to our family, to our kids, to those who are in the younger generation, that we really took seriously about passing on the faith to them and seeking to be a good example? That's acknowledging. And also those who are divorced, you know, you're not an afterthought. You know, you have your own background, your own story. And you're dealing with the after effects of that kind of permanent separation. That you're in position as well to acknowledge the Lord Jesus, and for that to be part of the rebuild, part of the new chapter in your life. And how often is it that in marriages, and even in divorce, as we look back on previous marriages, that maybe we fail to put God first in our life? Maybe we just never saw the importance, or maybe we got hurt and we didn't know how to heal from that except by running, pretending like everything was fine. But then, unfortunately, if it's been a divorce, that's a could be a reality check to say, okay, now what? What do I do next? And maybe you're driving down the road and you know how you see birds that are within sight as you're driving by, or maybe they're on the road for a little bit, but they fly away as you get closer. And so many times, at least in this part of the country, you see little sparrows. I don't know how many of you are good at knowing what kind of birds are which, but a sparrow is pretty easy to figure out. They're very small. And Jesus says today that we are worth more than many sparrows. And it makes us smile a little bit to think about comparing birds to a human being. But maybe he partly said that knowing that it's a very common bird and that we needed that reminder when we see that bird of our dignity, of what Jesus says today, that he is with us. And that, yes, we can't help but be afraid sometimes. And depending on somebody's temperament, some people are afraid all the time. They just have that dominant, I don't know if you call it an emotion, I guess so, a dominant flaw, maybe, if it's overrunning their life. And so if they hear this gospel, I don't know if it helps. It's kind of like saying to someone who's never always afraid, hey, stop being afraid. Well, I would have a long time ago if I could. It's harder than it sounds to do that. So in the midst of fear, it's not just the words that Jesus says, but other experiences in our life that can hopefully help us not be dominated by that experience, by that emotion. That anger can lead us to fight for justice, and fear can help lead us to trying to conquer that fear. If it's public speaking, maybe looking for some skills on that and talking to somebody that's good at that and to say, well, let's lean into this. Let's look up when the next karaoke might be. And now, and then there's other fears that I don't know if we ever need to conquer, like fear of heights. You know, maybe go jump out of an airplane and do some skydiving. You know, I don't think you need to do that if you don't want to. That's not something we have to conquer. Or the pain of a tattoo. You know, I don't think that I would need to get one just to prove that I'm not afraid of it anymore. But there's other types of fear that I think are very much where it would be in our best interest to do something about it, because we'd be much happier, much more fulfilled, much more in position to bring the gospel to others and to live our life and express ourselves more fully. Because we can just get held back so often, and we can become slaves, or we can get into a rut, and that could cause heartache within marriage. It could cause a divorce. It could cause a lot of discord, even on the other side of a divorce. As difficult as things are, why not at least try to find some semblance of functional life and a good rhythm? Okay. I think we'll stop there. I know I didn't really have much there, but since I got this recorded a little bit late this weekend, and, you know, it just, the content of the gospel just isn't quite as full as it sometimes is. Just a preview next week that Jesus talks about the love of father and mother versus someone who takes up his cross, his or her cross, and that giving a cup of cold water to someone who's thirsty, we will not lose our reward for that. So we might get ready for that topic when it comes to acts of service, when it comes to priorities, and how we can be more committed to the Lord, even when that involves suffering, even when that involves sacrifice, in going against the grain, being nonconformist, not in a way that draws attention to ourselves, but in a way that gives glory to God. So there are moments that we go behind closed doors and do what is right, and there's other moments we proclaim God's message from the housetops. And that's what he says here. What you hear whisper, proclaim on the housetops. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. They would have plenty of opportunity for that after Pentecost, and so do we. After we are baptized and receive confirmation, the Lord's giving us the gift of today and the gift of the near future to be able to put into action the inspirations of the Holy Spirit, inspirations that are worth preserving and discerning what the Lord is asking of us to do next, open to his calling, open to making certain modifications that we might grow as his servants, as his disciples, as his missionaries. I'm Father Peter O'Donnell, a priest in Junction City, Abilene, and Chapman, Kansas. Thank you all for listening today. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.